Welcome to the Sustainability Café, the IMC Krems podcast about sustainability. In this podcast, we regularly talk to various people with a connection to the university. Staff, professors, students, but also external partners about their standpoints and points of contact with this topic. This is already the second season of our podcast. My name is Viktoria Engelmeier and I'm responsible for gender diversity and sustainability. And my guest today is Professor Deepak Dungana. A warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Today's podcast is being recorded in English because Deepak's study program is also taught in English. So Deepak is head of the Institute for Digitalization and program director of the study program Informatics. He has a background in computer and information science and finished his PhD studies at Johannes Kepler University in Linz. Deepak, is there anything else you would like to add to your bio?
Not much, actually. In terms of achievements in the academic field, you've mentioned a lot. But in terms of me as a human being, maybe there's a lot to add. For example, that I come from Nepal, a country that is one of the poorest in the whole world, and that has a lot of connections to my work in the field of sustainability, but we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Sure, we do. So let's start with the first question. The first question in this podcast is always the same, more or less, and it's about when you yourself first encountered the topic of sustainability.
Well, sustainability as a term and the things it describes, maybe I learned the term later in my life, but I was confronted with the topics that are covered by sustainability very early on. So as I said, I come from Nepal, and as one of the poorest countries in the world, the environment I grew up in was, of course, less fortunate, let's put it like that, for me and for all the kids who grew up. So I was involved in a lot of poverty-related topics and a lot of maybe education-related topics from early on, because I went to a school in Nepal, which was one of the schools run by missionaries in Nepal, and it was one of their projects from the other side, one of their projects for high-quality education and poverty reduction in Nepal. So I also saw that school from the child's perspective. Yeah.
Wow. And now coming back to Krems. How is sustainability integrated into the informatics curriculum at your institution?
Well, sustainability is something that maybe has its connections to almost anything and everything we do today. So in informatics, when we're talking about technology, when we're talking about how things like AI can revolutionize our society, and how when we talk about how businesses can profit from that, we are always talking about how can we make a more sustainable society in terms of economic sustainability for businesses, but also when we apply technology for reducing impacts in the environment, when we're talking about reducing the impact of climate change, we're always talking about technology that can support these activities. So it's one of the essence of informatics, yes.
But can you give us like a concrete example of how informatics can play an important role in a reduction of climate issues, for example?
I can give you a lot of examples for that. So many companies today are struggling with the fact that they have to do more recycling, they have to do more upcycling, and their manufacturing processes have to be streamlined so that the energy consumption is low and the CO2 exhaustion is low. And all of those activities can actually be supported if you collect the real data and then analyze the data, maybe using AI, to actually predict and to plan and optimize the manufacturing processes, to plan and optimize and organize the upcycling and recycling facilities and things like that. So it's all about data analysis and how data-driven decisions can actually make more informed decisions or support for the decision makers.
Because you mentioned AI twice, I have a question, because I've read that the more we use AI, the worse it is for our climate. Can you explain it to me why this is the case?
Well, I can understand where that is coming from, because AI is a very computational power intensive task. Mm-hmm. So most of the AI solutions that we have today, they have been trained on large amounts of data. And that computation requires a lot of computing power. So we're using a lot of electricity. We're using a lot of water to cool down these computational centers, which is why people may say, well, you are doing bad for the environment by using AI. But then the question is, what is the amount of computation that you have to put into the task to actually bring real benefits to the people?
Yeah. Okay. So it's about balancing it somehow.
If you're just using AI or this computing power to, I don't know, to do something like gathering Bitcoins, then you are definitely not doing good to the environment.
But
if you're using these computation powers to optimize the processes, optimize our production logistics, then you are definitely doing something good.
I see. So for our students here at IMC Krems, what kind of career pathways or job opportunities would you see that are available for informatics graduates who are also passionate about sustainability? I mean, you mentioned already some fields where informatics definitely can play an important role, but maybe for people that are thinking about studying informatics here, could you give them concrete examples where their pathway could go on after studying here?
Yes. So the one sentence I always tell my students is, if there's any big or a challenge big enough and noteworthy or important enough to be solved in this society, then it cannot be done without digitalization and IT. Yeah, so to solve all big problems, no matter whether it's poverty reduction or it's saving the environment or it's doing something else, all those big problems will require knowledge and skills in the field of IT and informatics. So our students can actually contribute to all these problem solving areas, no matter whether they are doing consulting projects with these people because they know the technical infrastructure, or doing the hands-on programming and software development things, or they are doing AI stuff. All of those the fields our students can get into and they can make major contributions.
I'm a little curious about like what it is now. Do you have many theses of your students that are already covering the topic of sustainability?
Well, the title of the thesis may not talk about sustainability. It may not say we are doing it for climate change. It may not say those things directly. But the kinds of theses my students are doing, they are in the field of optimizing certain processes. They are in the field of finding the best solution to a certain problem. And if you look at the impact of these solutions that they are creating, then we are definitely making a sustainable impact to our society.
I see. I find it very interesting because in this season, I also talk with people, you know, from the health sector, for example, and they very much have to focus, of course, on, you know, sustainable health for everyone. And I think when I talk with you, I have the impression that you can really, you know, tackle every kind of sustainability with informatics because the focus is on problem solving as far as I got it.
Well, I wouldn't say we can solve everything, but we can contribute to a lot of these problems, to a lot of the solutions that are out there or that should be out there. Because now our society is in a phase where without informatics, no big problems can be solved. And we'll always need it. So we can always contribute to it. We may not drive the process of solutions. So if it's a biological or biomedical thing, then it'll be the biologists and the medicine people who will drive that change. But informatics will always be needed side by side to all disciplines to solve these problems.
I see. Very interesting. So one of the last questions, Deepak, is how do you see the role of informatics evolving in the context of sustainability in the coming years?
In the coming years, that's a difficult question. Because
I know, it always is.
And I'm in a field that is changing so fast that I could not tell you what will happen in 6 months. The technological evolution that is happening in my field of work and the impact it's having on society is so big that we cannot imagine how it's going to go forward. But what we can already see is that a lot of traditional jobs, a lot of traditional kind of work and jobs people have been doing, they are being shifted to automation and they are being shifted to machines or robots. Mm-hmm. And that will definitely have a huge impact on the way we live. Yeah. And overall, it will have an impact on how we do as human beings on the planet.
So it's still important to have the topic of sustainability in your study program and in your thesis and everything that you do.
It's the only way forward, I think. Yes, more and more people are aware that we have to actively work on this field and we have to actively contribute to this field. That's the only way forward I can see.
Those were good closing words, I think. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, that concludes our visit at the Sustainability Café. Thank you very much for your interest in sustainability at IMC Krems. You can find this and all other episodes at imcsustainabilitycafe.podigy.io. This podcast is produced by the IMC Krems Media Lab. Please send feedback and questions to sustainability@fhkrems.ac.at. I would be more than happy if you also listen to the other episodes. See you!